The future of fracking for natural gas will be a key campaign issue in 2020, which is one reason President Trump has twice visited the area to promote the industry. But 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports the issue can fracture coalitions in both parties.
Franklin Park is both rustic and upscale, graced with million-dollar homes, state game lands, and large flightless birds, as I learned while driving with Matt Ferriola.
I get a sense that it's changed, even just in the last 10 years, just in the time that I've been here.
Is that an ostrich? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there's a farm here with an ostrich and a pig. That was a farm.
We just passed.
Democrats like Ferriolo are rare birds here, too. Franklin Park is staunchly Republican, but he recruited three other Democrats to join him in running for borough council this fall. The central issue? The current council's openness to gas drilling beneath the borough's Lynbrook Park.
What we felt was that we were on the right side of history and that we wanted to protect this place.
Walking uphill to Lynbrook Park's playing fields, he says that when neighboring economy borough allowed drilling nearby, his community's character was at risk.
It would be a referendum on drilling in an area that is beautiful. It would affect our health. It would affect the whole reason why people live here.
The gas industry says drilling is safe and environmentally friendly. But while Ferriolo narrowly lost his race, his three fellow Democrats won, thanks to aggressive door-knocking and outreach. Fracking debates often hurt Democrats because the issue divides the party's base. Many environmentalists worry about drilling's impact on air and water quality, but projects like the massive ethane cracker plant being built in Beaver County employ union members. So when Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto recently said he opposed more investment by the petrochemical industry, Republicans seized the moment. Here's Sam DeMarco, who heads the GOP in Allegheny County, blasting Peduto at a political event.
He wants to halt growth. He sounds like Pol Pot declaring zero, the year zero, in Cambodia. Tonight, I'm telling union workers that we're on their side.
Darren Kelly, the region's top union official, called it, quote, hard to believe Peduto opposed creating thousands of jobs. Kelly says there must be more dialogue between environmentalists and labor. But while he doubts union workers will buy Republican overtures, he says Peduto's remarks didn't help.
It takes a hell of a lot more than agreeing with us on the natural gas industry to say that you're a friend of organized labor. But I think it gave them a platform, and that's what I don't like.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald is a Democrat who supports drilling. He says voters may not want wells in their backyard, but many do support the lower gas prices and jobs that fracking brings. Fitzgerald worries a drilling ban, which some Democratic presidential candidates support, could cost Dems in swing states like Pennsylvania.
I think an extreme position on that issue, I think, really puts those states in jeopardy.
A poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation shows that 57% of Pennsylvania swing voters think a ban on fracking is a bad idea. Opposition is even stronger around Pittsburgh. But pollster Ashley Kurtzinger says voters also expressed growing concern about the environment, and few said fracking was a do-or-die issue.
While we have majorities of Pennsylvania voters saying that a ban on fracking is a bad idea, very few of them say that if a candidate disagreed with them on this issue, that there would be no chance that they would vote for them.
In fact, several local candidates, from county councilors like Bethany Hallam to state representatives Sarah Inamorato and Summer Lee, have won elections while expressing doubts about fracking. Megan McDonough says there's more to come. She's an activist with Food and Water Watch who's helped local municipalities limit drilling.
Southwestern Pennsylvania has had a legacy of trading their lives for their jobs. We are at a point in southwestern Pennsylvania where we know better, we need to do better.
But as Matt Ferriolo and I discovered while driving to the well site that launched his campaign, the gas industry has dug in deep.
Look, here's a sign. They're moving earth and they've cut down trees and this is where the well pad's going to be. They've done all this work just in the last few months.
Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.